Chapter 1. Celebration is in order. You can never be too rich or too thin. Wallace Simpson, Duchess of Windsor. By the time they brought the patient to him, the situation looked grave. Miss A, as she was called in medical journals, was visibly stricken, and her motor skills had been reduced to semi-controlled trembles, the telltale movements of someone nearing the end. In the confusing mix of symptoms, her family suspected tuberculosis or a blood disease. She looked less like a treatable patient and more like a discarded cadaver from behind the town hospice. Her cheeks were sunken, and her skin was like cheesecloth draped over a fossil. The notion that this doctor could save her was a long shot. The possibility that she could make a complete recovery was inconceivable. Miss A's pulse was an exceptionally low 46, and her respiration was weak. But there was a nervous energy about her that suggested very high hormone levels. It didn't make sense. Her organ function, urine, and appetite were all normal, and yet she was clearly dying. In 1866, modern medicine wasn't even a dream yet. There were no CAT scans or MRIs or tests to determine blood counts or endocrine levels. The practice of medicine was little more than a catalog of barbaric experiments. Common techniques included bloodletting, opium injections, electric shock, and turpentine enemas. These grotesque procedures were often the final nail in the coffin for someone already weakened by fever or infection. Diseases were the leading cause of death, followed closely by the trial methods devised to treat them. But Miss A had been brought to Sir William Gull, and he wasn't like other doctors of his era. He valued observation over action. He was slow to treat and quick to care. While he was credited with numerous medical breakthroughs, his greatest skill was his keen bedside manner. Perhaps it was his experience with the epidemics of the day, cholera, typhoid, and smallpox, that taught Gull to look beyond symptoms for the deeper cause of a disease. He was a holistic problem solver, and the baffling case of Miss A would require nothing less. Most physicians would have surrendered her to death or turned her into a human lab specimen, possibly cauterizing her spine to stimulate healing, or injecting her with creative concoctions designed to kill everything but the patient. But Gull was not intoxicated by the reckless practices of the day. "We treat people, not diseases," he would remind his students. He believed that many cases would resolve themselves if the physicians didn't meddle too much. Once, when a lady with a rare skin disease was brought to him, Gull simply placed an extraction from one of her sores under a microscope, showed it to her, and reassured her that she would recover. It was the only treatment he gave her, and it worked. Gull did not consider it a sign of incompetence to admit he lacked the answer to a problem either. "Fools and savages explain, wise men investigate," was one of his favorite sayings. So whenever he wasn't sure, he resorted to basic nursing duties while he continued to observe. He once wrote, "Acquaint yourself with the causes that have led up to the disease. Don't guess at them, but know them through and through if you can, and if you do not know them, know that you do not, and still inquire." Only by immersing himself in the patient's experience did Gull manage to discover what others overlooked. The case of Miss A was to be a perfect example of this dedication. For 2 years he oversaw her care, methodically nursing her back to full health with a regimen of remedies. Little by little, her strength returned. And little by little, Gull gathered the certainty he needed to declare a name for the disease that had almost taken Miss A's life. After careful consideration, he dubbed it anorexia nervosa. That's right, anorexia. Sir William Gull had discovered one of the most puzzling diseases of the 20th century, more than 100 years before its time. He gave it the name that still haunts headlines today, and all on his own, he successfully treated dozens of cases, Miss B, Miss C, and so on, reversing the devastation and returning them to normal life. Gull meticulously documented the details of each one, and with each one he deepened our understanding of this crippling disease that offered virtually no clinical factors that a medical staff could treat. Anorexia was one of the first psychological diseases spawned by modern, industrialized culture, and it has become one of its most enduring.